Hello and welcome to The Chirp, where we speak with Keene State's creative minds. I'm Andrew Michaud, and I'm here today with a Keene State student of piano. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Rory Butler, a piano performance major.
Well, let's hop right into it. Do you play any other instruments, Rory?
Not really, no. I play a little bit of drum set with my friends, but piano is the only thing I can confidently say that I play.
All right. What got you started in music?
I mean, it's always been a love of mine. I started really studying piano seriously in middle school under my piano teacher, Aiko Onuma. And I think that I was just able to nourish my love of music at that age, if that makes any sense.
So by nourish your love of music, do you just mean you were able to like fully immerse yourself in it in middle school, that sort of
thing?
Yeah,
I think so. I think that's what really happened, because as a kid, the love was always there. And I thought, like, the normal thing to do, right, like, I'd hear a song on the radio, and I thought, like the next step would just be, like, to find a piano cover of it. So I was always, like, digging for piano for sure. And then on top of that, I was always buying soundtracks to movies and listening to that and relating to it, I guess.
All right, awesome. That is definitely an early age to start such a passion.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite memory of music?
Favorite memory. I think, well, I don't know if it's a memory, but more the feeling of having a weekly piano lesson. So, I mean, middle school is fun for pretty much nobody, right? I mean, like, it's not a fun time, but I just remember Tuesday being piano day, and I was just so excited about it because I, again, get to see my teacher and do what I love and not even know that I was kind of doing what I love. It was just like that excitement inside me every week that I got to do that. Actually, you know, now that I think of it, if it was a memory, right, a specific memory, I think going to the Symphony of the Goddesses, my freshman year of high school, which is a Zelda orchestra concert. And I just remember I was like, that was the night I knew. I was like, this is like, I want this. I want to be a part of something like this. And an art form is very special.
How awesome. The Zelda series is certainly good for getting music from. I know I've listened to a lot of remixes myself.
Yes. Yeah, that's really, I mean, I know I've got to change my answer, I guess, but that is a lot of where my love of music really stemmed from, was definitely soundtracks to things like Harry Potter and definitely Legend of Zelda, which I also got into in middle school.
So that is a fairly diverse selection of songs. Do you have a favorite song or genre that you like to perform?
I think I'm most comfortable performing classical because I learned how to play the piano really through classical music and something called the Royal Conservatory of Music, which is a Canadian company that offers piano exams. And that's really, since I started actually pretty late, that's how I was able to study in an efficient way to get to a level where I could play at a collegiate level, really. So I guess classical is most comfortable to perform. Or I guess soundtrack is also very comfortable when it's arranged for piano.
So you're familiar with the All Steinway All Together campaign, yes?
Yes, I am.
All right. What are your thoughts on that campaign?
I mean, I think it's brilliant, especially for people like me studying piano here. I'm very grateful for it, for sure. Playing Steinways makes me very grateful to be a pianist and be a person studying piano. The instruments really allow you to explore the colors of the piano fully, and it really was a special thing for me, I guess, as a young person or a freshman coming in here and just having access to such a high quality tool to work with. And if anything, it just makes me want to play the piano even more and study more diligently.
All right, actually Dr. Wright Ivanova seemed to share the same sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
that having such an instrument encourages the students, so it's good to hear that.
Yeah, definitely.
So I noticed, as you mentioned, the different colors of the piano, I was poking around on the Keene State website, and I noticed a quote from you about the Steinways. You were talking about the sparkly high keys and the warm lower keys of a Steinway.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty poetic. So as a pianist, how do those unique tones affect your performance compared to other instruments? Rather, other pianos, specifically.
It's really just more options and clarity, I think. It's deepened my connection, I think anyone who plays piano's connection, for sure. I think it's just diversity in sound. Like, I mean, not to bash Yamaha. I love Yamaha very much, but at home, I grew up playing on a Yamaha U3 upright, which is a lovely piano, and also what I can afford, which is realistic. But they're all just kind of chirpy and shiny rather than having like the delicacy of a full Grand Steinway. It's just like, it's a totally different ball game for sure.
For those listening and for my benefit as well, could you define what you mean by chirpy and shiny? Like what does that sound like?
Chirpy and shiny. Well, I feel like those are kind of more of what the options are. Like you're a little bit more limited, I feel like. I mean, it's also realistically, it's like what you can afford and what like, all, you know, all pianos are beautiful, really. I feel kind of like I'm stuck up here. Yeah, I think it's just kind of like a little bit more limited in what your options are. So you kind of have the chirpy sound. It's a little bit brighter, which is lovely. Bright sound is amazing. But I mean, like the warmth of the lower register is like, wow, you really have control of your voicing, of which notes are going to be the loudest and the warmest, so to say, in comparison. It's just like, it's like oddly specific almost what you can do with, you know, such high level instruments. And it's a real honor to be playing them. I'm just so lucky. So very grateful to be here. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, like my piano at home, I named it and I learned how to play piano on my little piano named Sosuke. So like I have a very special place in my heart for my upright for sure. It's just like, it's a different thing.
What does Sosuke come from?
Japan, actually. Oh, the name or the piano? Both are from Japan.
Both.
Yeah. So there you go. There you go. Yeah, they're both Japanese name, Japanese piano. From Ponyo.
I remember watching that movie when it came out, actually.
Yeah, me too.
I always love Studio Ghibli.
Oh, for sure. Huge inspiration to me as well for soundtracks. I love Joe Hisaishi. It's amazing.
As you mentioned, the Steinway can make sounds that no other piano can. Are there any songs that you actually prefer to play on either Steinway or not a Steinway?
No, I think like if I had the option, you know, the Steinway Grand will always, you know, kind of win. I would definitely want to play most tunes on a Steinway. But I mean, again, like I don't expect to be playing on a Steinway my whole life. It's really just, that's why I'm kind of gushing here, because it is a luxury. And when I graduate, that's kind of over. And all pianos are beautiful. The piano is the most beautiful thing in this world. And all of them are a gift, so.
As we're wrapping up here, is there anything you'd like to add?
Actually, yeah, no, that you asked. I think, I mean, this is just my hot take as a musician, but something that, you know, talking to you and talking about past and the music and music is really, it makes me reflect on the people I've met. And I think that's really one of the most special things about music is the connections you make. I brought up my old teacher, Aiko Onuma. I mean, she was a life-changing person for me and nourished my love of music. And I am, you know, forever grateful for that. And then coming to music school and meeting wonderful musicians and some of the most thoughtful and nice people I've ever met. I mean, on top of meeting Dr. Wright, and she's just so wonderful. And I can tell that she really believes in me. And I mean, that is really, I think, a lot of what music is connecting with emotions and people, and I just think that's a very special thing.
Excellent. That is a good hot take. I like that. So my last question for you before I let you go here.
Yeah.
What is one thing you wish you could share with the world about music? That can be an opinion, something you'd like more people to try, anything. Mm-hmm. Take your time if you need it.
Thank you for that, actually. But I'm going to go with my gut and go with that every emotion has a sound. That can be created through music and even, not even music, just sound in general. I think the idea that sound is just such a gift and that, you know, people who are hearing and can hear, I mean, that is a gift, and listen to everything around you because sound is a gift, and especially organized sound or music is just something to really relate to, because we all feel things and we're all emotional, and really every single oddly specific emotion has a sound and can be created through music. So enjoy it to the fullest every day.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Rory.
And thank you. It's really, I'm honored to be here. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Thank you for listening to The Chirp. Music provided by composer Nathaniel Bridges. See you next time.